This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting concluded in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar chaired the meeting, which was attended by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Foreign Minister of Australia Penny Wong, and Foreign Minister of Japan Toshimitsu Motegi. Addressing a joint press conference after the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized on further strengthening cooperation among the Quad nations in addition to assisting others. He said the Quad nations are open societies who foster innovation and creativity in the quest of growth for prosperity. He underlined that as democratic nations, they also devoted their attention to countering the common threat of terrorism.
As democratic nations, we also devoted attention to countering the common threat of terrorism. There must be zero tolerance for terrorism, and nations subject to terrorist attacks have the right to defend themselves. A free and open Indo-Pacific has many dimensions and facets. Our meeting today took stock of the progress in many of them while encouraging exploration in others. In the coming days, whether it is economic activity, energy trade, or maritime commerce, the Indo-Pacific will become even more important to the world.
Dr. Jaishankar said bilateral exchanges were devoted to the current state of the world, and these four nations focused on issues of particular relevance to the Indo-Pacific. He said the maritime domain has seen a steady expansion of collaboration, including surveillance and domain awareness, logistics network, undersea cables, and disaster relief activities, among others. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Quad countries made further progress on operationalizing their relationship on the areas that they can cooperate.
On the areas of cooperation, and it's also interesting that on the areas that we are working together on have become even more relevant and more important because of recent events around the world. And so today I think we'll make even further progress on operationalizing our relationship on the areas that we can cooperate on. And by the way, the most interesting thing about the Quad is not simply that it is a gathering of four strategic allies in which we come together to sort of compare notes about areas of common interest, but also, and it's not only is it increasingly becoming a forum by which you begin to take action.
Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has issued a standard operating procedure SOP for airlines after the WHO declared the Ebola disease outbreak as public health emergency of international concern in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. The DGCA said airlines operating connectivity with Uganda and Congo are required to ensure mandatory filing and collection of self-declaration forms before passengers disembark. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the successful rescue of 300 tourists stranded in cable cars in Gulmarg by a joint rescue team reflects the swiftness, professionalism, courage and coordination of India's disaster response agencies. In a social media post, Mr. Singh lauded the efforts of the joint team comprising the Indian Army, Jammu and Kashmir Police, NDRF, SDRF and Civil Administration for carrying out the challenging operation with efficiency and resolve. Today is the day of Arafat, considered the holiest and most significant day of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. It is being observed in Saudi Arabia. More than 1.5 million Muslims from across the world have moved from Mina to the plains of Mount Arafat to offer prayers and seek forgiveness and mercy from God. Pilgrims had begun arriving in Mina yesterday ahead of the key Hajj rituals. The gathering on the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah is regarded as the spiritual peak of the pilgrimage and is among the largest religious congregations in the world. Indian authorities in Saudi Arabia have said elaborate arrangements have been made for more than 1,75,000 Indian pilgrims performing Hajj this year. In Uttar Pradesh, there is no respite from heat wave as the temperature is oscillating between 43 to 47 degrees at many places. Bundelkhand region is the worst hit, where temperature in almost all districts have crossed the barrier of 45 degrees Celsius. Banda was recorded as one of the hottest places in the country with 47.6 degrees. And with that, we end this news bulletin.